रुक जाना नहीं तू कहीं हार के, कांटों पे चल के मिलेंगे साए बहार के। रुक जाना नहीं तू कहीं हार के, कांटों पे चल के मिलेंगे साए बहार के। ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही। साथी न कारवा है ये तेरा इम्तिहा है, साथी न कारवा है ये तेरा इम्तिहा है। यूं ही चला चल दिल के सहारे, करती है मंजिल तुझको इशारे। देख कहीं कोई रोक नहीं ले तुझको पुकार के। ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही, रुक जाना नहीं तू कहीं हार के, कांटों पे चल के मिलेंगे साए बहार के। ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही। सूरज देख रुक गया है तेरे आगे झुक गया है, सूरज देख रुक गया है तेरे आगे झुक गया है। जब कभी ऐसे कोई मस्ताना निकले है अपनी धुन में दीवाना, शाम सुहानी बन जाते हैं दिल इंतजार के। ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही, रुक जाना नहीं तू कहीं हार के, कांटों पे चल के मिलेंगे साए बहार के। ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही। जो लिए हैं ये राहों के दिए हैं, मैं आंसू जो लिए हैं ये राहों के दिए हैं। लोगों को उनका सब कुछ देके तू तो चला था सपने ही लेके, कोई नहीं तो तेरे अपने ये सपने हैं प्यार के। ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही ओ राही, रुक जाना नहीं तू कहीं हार के, कांटों पे चल के मिलेंगे साए बहार के।
Good morning. The first lesson you learn from Nitin Bhai. He is in security in Gyan Sarovar, but very good in singing. So what was the lesson from the song? Pehle sab paas mein aa jaye. Haan, thoda aur nazdeek aa jaye. Idhar aa jaye, thoda idhar aa jaye. So what was the lesson? First, rukna nahi hai. Not to give up. Second, as a leader in any organization, what is the first job of the leader? Not to lead, something else. To motivate. Second, third, that gone.
Team
को together और what I was doing yesterday and today. Yesterday we had Archana Bhan because she is working in school. She is master in music, so she is teaching in St. John's School. So today is a working day. So today I got Nitin Bhai. So what I was doing? Very good. Digging out the potentials of each person who is there and who is working with us. And that is the main job of a leader, to see what is the potential hidden in that particular worker. Whether is a child, whether is a worker, whether is a sister. And once they work with their potentials, level of stress, level of conflict become less. That is a main job of the leader. You can see here team leader, manager and the employee. Sandwich. All the time leader is planning what to be done by employee and manager is giving a smile all the time. This is just a humor way. In any organization, two type of people are there and third is a who is doing the work. After IT and auto factory, now medical tourism is becoming one of the main hub. Our country is becoming main hub. And as told by Philip Kotler, who is a management guru, he was in Hyderabad. He said India can do a balance between material and spiritualism in medical side. If both can be balanced, then India will be the leading model in front of the world. First $1 trillion business was done when Henry Ford launched his car. Second $1 trillion business was done when IBM introduced PC, and $3 trillion business people are thinking maybe medical. And that is where we have to equip ourselves and we have to get ready, because this is going to be very common in coming time. Swati, a story of management. You listen the story. Story got four part. One, two, three, four. And after first, every part I will ask, what is the lesson?
A very warm good morning to everyone. I guess you people have heard about this story, which is very common. From your childhood, you might be listening to this. A story about a rabbit and a tortoise. But today, you will listen a new version about that. So the first part is, the tortoise and the rabbit met in a place जहाँ पे वो सोचे कि क्यों ना हम अपने एक दूसरे के बीच में एक रेस लगाते हैं. रेस. सो दोनों मिलके डिसाइड करें कि क्यों ना हम इस पड़ाव से उस पड़ाव तक पहुंचे. जो पहले पहुंचेगा वो सिकंदर. सो वैसे ही बात चलती हुई आगे बढ़ा और टॉर्टोइस स्टार्ट हुआ अपने जर्नी पे, और रैबिट क्योंकि वो जो बहुत फास्ट है वो भी अपने जर्नी पर निकला. लेकिन जैसे कहानी है कि वो बीच में रुक गया रैबिट. द रीजन, वो सोचा अरे कछुआ है, धीरे धीरे आएगा, छोटे छोटे पांव है उसके, बहुत स्लो चलता है, मैं थोड़ा आराम ले लूँ, थोड़ा नींद ले लूँ, ताकि थोड़ा रेस्ट मिल जाए तो थोड़ा और एनर्जी मिल जाएगा. यही बात मन में रख के वो पेड़ के नीचे सो जाता है. धीरे 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 कछुआ आते 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 इतने आगे बढ़ जाता है कि वो अपने मंजिल तक पहुँच जाता है. फिर थोड़ी देर बाद खरगोश उठता है. उठ के क्या रियलाइज करता है, वो तो पीछे छूट गया, कछुआ आगे पहुंच गया. अब इस फर्स्ट पार्ट से आप क्या समझते हैं, लाइक आपको क्या शिक्षा मिलती
है? फर्स्ट पार्ट, व्हाट इज द मैसेज? ओवर एस्टिमेशन, एटीट्यूड, अंडर एस्टिमेशन. गुड. Second part, overconfidence. Second part.
The second part carry ons. दोनों मिल गए. फिर rabbit आया उसके पास और बोला अरे तुम तो जीत गए, मैं तो छूट गया. तो rabbit बहुत गुस्से में आ जाता है क्योंकि वो overconfident रहता है. तो rabbit बोलता है क्यों ना अपन एक और रेस लगाए, कोई बात नहीं है, एक और रेस लगाते हैं. तो कछुआ ठहरा एकदम kind and innocent. वो बोला कोई बात नहीं, चलो दूसरा रेस लगाते हैं. दूसरे रेस में क्या होता है कि खरगोश सोच लेता है, इस बार एक स्ट्रैटेजी बनाता है कि इस बार मुझे ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट नहीं होना है. चाहे कछुआ जितना भी स्मार्ट हो बट मुझे ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट नहीं होना है. उसके बाद वो स्टार्ट होता है अपने दौड़ पे. स्टार्टिंग से लेकर फिनिश लाइन तक वो बिना रुके दौड़ते ही रहता है, दौड़ते ही रहता है. एंड फाइनली वो अपने मंजिल तक पहुंच जाता है. तो इस सेकेंड पार्ट में रैबिट जीत जाता है और खरगोश और टॉर्टोइस पीछे रुक जाता है. अब इस सेकेंड पार्ट में व्हाट डू यू गेट टू नो?
मैसेज.
व्हाट इज द मैसेज?
सेकेंड पार्ट.
कॉन्सेंट्रेशन. ओके.
कॉन्सेंट्रेशन, परसिस्टेंस, अलर्ट, विल पावर. Ten. In second part we learn slow and consistent is okay, but in any organization we have to be in 21st century 2013, fast and consistent will go ahead. Fast and consistent will go ahead. Third part of this story.
The third part carries on. रैबिट जीत जाता है इस बार. फर्स्ट पार्ट में टॉर्टोइस जीतता है, सेकेंड पार्ट में रैबिट जीतता है. हम आज तक इतना ही कहानी सुने हैं, लेकिन उसके बाद भी बहुत बड़ी कहानी है. उसके बाद क्या होता है, रैबिट और टॉर्टोइस दोनों मिलते हैं और डिसाइड करते हैं क्यों ना अपन एक और रेस लगाएं, क्योंकि इसमें ड्रॉ मैच हो गया, एक पार्ट वो जीता एक पार्ट ये जीता, तो क्यों ना फिर से हम दूसरा मैच लगाएं. सो दोनों स्टार्ट करते हैं. तो इस बार क्या मैच रहता है कि नदी के उस पार क्रॉस करके जाना है, जो पहले जाएगा वो सिकंदर. तो टॉर्टोइस तो हमेशा की जैसे यस बोलता है. तो फिर स्टार्ट होती है दोनों की जर्नी. रैबिट भागते रहता है, भागते रहता है, क्योंकि वो इस बार स्ट्रैटेजी भी रहता है, स्किल्ड भी रहता है उसके अंदर. तो वो भागते रहता है, भागते रहता है, और टॉर्टोइस भी अपने ही मोशन में धीरे धीरे जाता है. जैसे ही वो नदी आता है बीच में, रैबिट रुक जाता है. क्यों रुक जाता है? कैसे जाएगा वो? उसको तैरना तो नहीं आता, वो तैर नहीं पाता. और खरगोश और रैबिट आके धीरे 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 पानी में तैर के चुपचाप आराम से निकल जाता है. थर्ड पार्ट में फिर से टोर्टोइस जीत जाता है और रैबिट फिर हार खा जाता है.
सो व्हाट इज द मैसेज? स्ट्रेटजी. वेरी गुड. प्लानिंग. स्ट्रेटजी. क्वालिटी. वेरी गुड. वेरी गुड. वेयर ही लॉस्ट रैबिट? व्हाई ही लॉस्ट? डू नॉट accept. If you are not able to go ahead with that format, that is called nowadays situational leadership. Situational leadership means some areas as a doctor, as an MS, as a dean, I cannot handle. So that part you have to hand over to some other person for that particular project. So that person who is a competent, he can take over and he will become a situational leader. Many times we want to do everything and that is where we lose the match. So as per situation, you see which is the competent person, select and give him the responsibility. Give him full responsibility. And that is called nowadays situational leadership. As per situation, what is required now, who is good in that, and give him that particular project so that he will carry forward and you are just observing him. You are just observing him how he is going ahead. Fourth part.
And the last part carries on. Tortoise उस पार चले जाता है. He keeps on waiting there for the rabbit. But finally, what happens? कि tortoise और rabbit दोनों friends बन जाते हैं. अब एक पार्ट वो जीता, एक पार्ट ये जीता, फिर ये जीता. So इतनी बार मिलना जुलना करते करते दोनों अच्छे friends बन जाते हैं. अच्छे friends बन के दोनों ये decide करते हैं कि क्यों ना अपन दोनों साथ में जाएं. साथ में जाएंगे तो साथ में race जीतेंगे. तो अब क्या होता है? Tortoise वापस पीछे आता है, नदी पार करके वापस पीछे आता है. तो ये डिसाइड करते हैं. रैबिट बोलता है कि मैं इस पाव से लेके नदी के किनारे तक मैं टोर्टोइस तुमको उठा के भागूंगा, और जब नदी आएगा, तैरने का टाइम आएगा, तो मुझे अपने पीछे बिठा के नदी पार करा देना. सो वही प्रोसीजर चलता है कि रैबिट टोर्टोइस रैबिट को अपने पीछे लेके नदी पार करके फिनिश लाइन तक पहुंच जाते हैं. What was the message?
Teamwork. Alone you cannot do everything. So now coming to major part of leadership is teamwork. T-E-A-M. One team is like this. T-E-A-M. Thoughts, emotion, attitude, memory. Other part of team is together, each achieve more. Total efforts of all members. If all members' effort is 100%, total efforts, then our goal, whatever goal is there, we can get it. And other individual team is thoughts, emotion, attitude, memory. Whenever person is coming in any organization, he is coming with his own team. The other sister, she is coming with her own team. Ward boy, he is coming with his own team. So in a hospital, everyone is coming with different team. Now to handle different team is a very difficult task. That is why hospital management is difficult than any industry. In industry, material, machine, marketing, all those things are there. They are here in hospital, but the major part in hospital is man, M-A-N. Material there, market there, machine there, techniques there, but main person who is handling this is man. And that is where in hospital is a complex situation, how to manage. In engineering college, most of the engineers, they get MBA. They go ahead for the MBA degree so that they can become a better administrator. But in our medical healthcare professional, hardly it has come. It's coming up, but a medical superintendent, dean, they don't have those skills. And that is where we have to learn gradually, as said by one of the members, that strategies are very important. They give 80% of success. Skills give only 20% of success. You are very good, technically highly skilled, but strategy is poor, then we can lose the match also. And that is where we have to learn how to make the strategy and then how to create the team. Now this is an organization. In organizational setup, how to remain positive? Here I am. Here different people, they are sending the bullet. Other colleagues, junior, senior, they are sending their own bullets, and even my own view for myself is also somewhere wrong. That is why there are two type of people in any organization, in anywhere. One, they say I am not good, others say world is not good. One is fighting with own self, other is fighting with the world. Two type of people are there and two type of neurotic problems are there. So here I am, and different bullets are coming from different people at different time. Negative environment, changing environment, changing paradigm, difference of thinking, and all these are normal parts of the life in any organization. Now question is whether people are born positive or it is a choice. And that is why every day I got a choice whether I dodge the bullets or whether I wear the bulletproof armor. Two things are there, bullets and bulletproof armor. Now if take first choice, somewhere I am going to get the bullet. Somewhere I will get the bullet. Second choice is armor. Maine armor pehen liya, bulletproof. I am going from my home and wearing the armor. So whatever bullets will come, it will go back. It will not hit me. And that armor is S-E-L-F. Source of energy in a light form. And once we change our attitude, our thinking, our behavior, this become our bulletproof armor. So when I come out from my home, going to hospital or anywhere, I should wear bulletproof armor. So that whatever is happening, it is not going to affect me, and my response will be proactive, rather reactive. If I will not wear bulletproof armor, and if I am going to hospital and somebody said something or some mistake happened, I am reacting. And once I react, body is also reacting. And we are releasing unwanted adrenal in our body. And once I am wearing bulletproof armor, my choice will be there and my response will be proactive. I will think over and give a better response. And that is where we have to prepare ourselves every day so that we reach to our final stage. That is called unconscious competent. At unconscious level also, I am not reacting. I am acting. We have to act, but we don't have to react in any situation. Whether patients are, whether relatives are, their public car, we have to give them answer proactively. That is where, when I was there as a MS in trauma hospital, 2008, the first thing I learned from my seniors was, if any VIP is admitted in the hospital, if anyone is asking you, if media is asking you, you have to give two responses. First, he is critical but under control. And second is no response. And second response is becoming very common now. Even political leaders are learning now how to give response. And you have seen in last 3 months in our country, many leaders have given something negative and then they come back, no, it was not like that. So better control your emotion that time, whether it's a public, patient, relatives, senior, junior, and I have to give my response at unconscious level also, even I am answering the phone, mobile, and they are asking question from hospital, cool and calm. Do not become aggressive, do not become passive, but become assertive. Aggressive, passive, assertive. I have to be assertive whenever it is required, but not aggressive and not passive. Oh, jo hoga, theek hai, dekha jayega. No. Whether you learn the lesson of drama here, drama is used after when things happen. Drama doesn't mean that I have to use before. Train pakad lenge, jaunga to dekha jayega. That is not. Drama I have to use when things happen and they are not happen according to me. Hospital means hospitality. Role of a doctor is catalyst. Medicine work 20%, 30%, 40%. Rest of the things patient has to use his own healing mechanism. So better management and better patient care. High tech is necessary and high touch is necessary. Both are needed. If only high tech is there and high touch is not there, time will come when patient will come in the morning and they will say, this is my heart and coronaries, keep it, clean it, I will collect in the evening. Why hospital is there? Because high touch is there. Doctor touch work miraculously. And that is why Dr. Bernie Siegel, who is a surgical oncologist and wrote a many book, Love, Medicine, Miracle, he said both are needed. Love, medicine, create miracle. Both are needed. Cure and care, both are needed. What is hospital management? Hospital management means getting the goals effectively by utilizing the resources. Whatever resources are given to us at a particular time, I have to get the goals by utilizing 100%. Getting a group of people working together, blending together, The group should blend together, even the senior doctor, junior doctor, paramedical, they all should blend together. Even at the reception, that is the first area, that person also should work harmoniously. Then total effect of hospital goes 100%. Why it is difficult to manage a hospital? Because it is an individual care. It is not a mass production like a factory or industry. It is a personalized care. Second, we have to follow some ethics. Even a poor person is coming, I have to give him treatment as per required. I cannot differentiate that time, he is a poor, and I have to give different treatment. And third, our nature is all the time emergencies. And fourth is variable and uneven. In hospital, anytime we are called, so timetable cannot be laid out particularly. Next, different professionals are working. Semi-professional, non-professional, all are working together and all are from various diverse background. And that is where the major problem comes. Senior most, and the workers cleaning the, mopping the floor. That is where the problem comes, how we can harmonize together everyone. Peter Drucker was a management guru and he laid down many principles of management. I am not going to go all those details, and he died. Before his death, he said, in coming time, it will be very difficult. Nothing will work. No management principle will work. Because people want to manage by themselves. And now we are seeing no one wants to accept any orders, any instructions, 100%. They want to be managed by themselves. And that is where now the major role is coming, how to empower our people at grassroots level. At grassroots level, how we can empower them. And that is the main job of a leader. And that is where the quality improvement comes. In quality improvement, the first thing comes, which is required by everyone in any organization, is growth. Everyone wants growth. If I am working in the hospital or organization, I want growth. And if growth is not there, I will leave the organization. That is where now youngsters are changing IT companies. Before, no one used to leave the organization. But now, they say every 2 years, 3 years, I am going to another company, because I want growth. Exposure. This is a new phenomena coming up, and in our hospital also we have to give them growth. And growth depends on three factors. The first factor is freedom. If your resident doctors are there, junior doctors are there, empower them so that they can take decision in absence of you. They should not depend at 100%. They can take their own decision. Second thing, which is very important, and which apply to anywhere, whether it is a spiritual organization or anywhere, and that is what? Dignity. You have to maintain, we have to maintain dignity of every worker who is with us. And we have to talk with respect. Even the grassroot worker. I am there at Shantivan, and we got most of the grassroot worker is tribal ladies. They come and clean every day, and we have to give them full respect to them. And whenever they come as a patient, I have to see them first. If I will ignore them, conflict will start. So this is becoming now major problem, major factor. Yesterday I was reading a newspaper. A boy came in the school and at the point blank he shooted the girl. And last 4 days I am reading these things are happening. Boy came and threw the acid. Why it is happening? Why it is happening? Throwing the acid is becoming now very common by youngsters. So now we have to empower our sisters, girls, how to handle the situation. And where is the problem? Where is the problem? Now I can say, melting economy, melting environment, the third thing is happening now, melting human behavior. This was told by Satya Sai Baba before he left the body. He given a very beautiful article and he said these things will happen due to solar changes. And he said people behavior will become very sensitive. And now we are seeing everyone is becoming very sensitive. Kuch kaha, problem. Theek kaha, phir bhi problem. Ab ye problem aa raha hai, correct kare ya na kare. Bacche ko theek bola, par kya hua? Very sensitive nature is becoming. Why it is becoming very sensitive? People just sensitive, kuch bola. Don't correct me. Hamari dadi bhi kehti hai, aajkal kisi ko mat bolo. Correct bhi nahi karo. Very difficult time. Kyun ho raha hai? Why it is happening? Pehle, family joined thi. Dada, dadi, nana, nani, everyone was there. So when parents are not there, they are looking after the child. So those sanskar used to go in that particular child. Now, single family, husband, wife, parents both are working and children are left with somebody and they are watching video, TV, kuch kaam, chalo bachcha masti kar raha, isko ye de do, kare. Now he is watching all those things there and they are going inside. And that is why these shootings are becoming very common. Trigger. Because they are watching there and trigger is very common. And that is why it is very important give dignity to each and everyone. And say thank you when they do some work. So that their respect is maintained. And that is the first thing I learned from the first lesson of Brahma Kumaris, that we all are beautiful. We all are unique. And the first thing I learned, give dignity to each and everyone, whether it is a car driver or anyone, I have to talk with respect to him. Then he will do work for me, positively. But once we shoot something, problem come. Third, participation. Do meeting, conduct meetings, involve them. Take decision from them. Sometimes it happens, कई लोग ऐसे होते हैं, मीटिंग करते हैं, पर जो करना है उनको करना ही है, तो लोग उनको छोड़ देते हैं, इनको जो करना ही है, मीटिंग में टाइम क्या वेस्ट करना। बट इफ यू आर ए गुड लीडर, टेक डिसीजन, टेक फ्रॉम देयर चॉइसेस एडवाइस, एंड इफ इट इज अ गुड एडवाइस अप्लाई इट। एनी वन कैन गिव ए वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एडवाइस, whether is a grassroots worker, and take advice from them, and sometime it apply to them. Okay, let us again khade ho jate hain. Nitin Bhai is going to sing a beautiful song because he has to go for his security work. So khade hokar jindagi pyar ka geet hai. Breathe in and out.
जिंदगी प्यार का गीत है, इसे हर दिल को गाना पड़ेगा। जिंदगी प्यार का गीत है, इसे हर दिल को गाना पड़ेगा। जिंदगी गम का सागर भी है, हंस के उस पार जाना पड़ेगा। जीवन में गर ना खिले तो कांटों से भी निभाना पड़ेगा। जिंदगी प्यार का गीत है, इसे हर दिल को गाना पड़ेगा। तारों भरी ना मिले तो दिल का दीपक जलाना पड़ेगा। जिंदगी प्यार का गीत है, इसे हर दिल को गाना पड़ेगा।
दुख की पहेली भी है,
जिंदगी एक वचन भी तो है जिसे सबको निभाना पड़ेगा। जिंदगी प्यार का गीत है, इसे हर दिल को गाना पड़ेगा। जिंदगी गम का सागर भी है, हद के उस पार जाना पड़ेगा।
थैंक यू। वो गाना है, एक और गा ले, आ जाओ। किधर ट्रैक? ओके, ही विल, या ही हैज टू सेट द ट्रैक नेक्स्ट 10 मिनट 5 मिनट्स। हाँ, इज कम सेकंड अदर क्वालिटीज, यूज ऑफ फैसिलिटीज, प्रोफेशनल एक्सपर्टाइज। द मेजर सेकंड एरिया इज वेटिंग रूम। Waiting room should be so good that patients, those who are waiting, they should be handled properly. They should have something there which can make them busy. Majority time, major stress come when patients are waiting for the doctor or for surgery. And that time they have seen blood pressure goes up. That is called anticipatory stress. In anticipation, any time body produce more steroid in the body. And that is a major area I have seen we have to look after. The person who is there as a social worker or anyone, he should come or she should come and talk to them again and again, or create something there so that they are watching rather than they are waiting when my turn is coming. And that is an important stress in Indians. They have seen whenever we are waiting for something, even the train, flight, stress goes up. I have seen in the station, train is supposed to come at 7 o'clock. People start watching from 6:30, train aayi nahi aayi. So what they are doing, half an hour kya kar rahe hain? Adrenal or steroids ja raha, aayi nahi. We know that train has to come at 7 o'clock. But anticipation start. Even the person who has announced flight is supposed to come, we are going to give you call, people start standing. They will not go without you. But once they announce, everyone get a stand up. And that is where the major problem comes. And I have seen 50% damage come from there. And that is the major area. First is reception should be very good. The person there should be very good. Reception person, if he is lazy, 110 number kamre mein chale jao. अब 110 नंबर में डॉक्टर है ही नहीं। When I was here, one time it happened, the patient come back to my office because in the building A wing is there, B wing is there. And in both wing 110 room is there, room number 110. So he started searching and they come to me because there was a lack of communication from the reception. And that is where the reception should be very perfect. And first communication is from reception. And if that communication is not proper, then whole thing will be, the effect, image of the hospital will be not good. So whenever you are taking round, see that reception is very good. Because that person is going to give answer for the doctor, whether he is there or not, what time he is going to come. Everything the person should know. Even the secretary there. Secretary should know when doctor is supposed to come. If he is in theater, pata nahi kab aayenge, theater mein gaye hain. She should know when doctor is coming back. Otherwise, other day I took one x-ray. I was late because that day I was not here for inauguration. One sister was there from Delhi and she brought the x-ray, knee joint. And it was severe osteoarthritis. I carried her, I went personally with her to the orthopedic department. The surgeon was in theater, but she was not sure what time doctor is supposed to come. We come back after 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I call the sister, now you go, because I was continuously communicating to junior doctor. And that is where the communication is the key for any organization. And lack of communication create stress. Lack of information create stress. And that is where this area should be good. Yes, Nitin, set. Because he has to go. Yeah. Okay, you sit down. Enjoy the song.
जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ चल क्या हो हमने जाना। जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ चल क्या हो हमने जाना। जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ चल क्या हो हमने जाना। अरे उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, अरे उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो। चांद तारों से चलना है आगे, अरे आसमानों से बढ़ना है आगे। चांद तारों से चलना है आगे, अरे आसमानों से बढ़ना है आगे। पीछे रह जाएगा ये जमाना, यहाँ चल क्या हो हमने जाना। जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो हमने जाना। अरे उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, अरे उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो। हंसते गाते जहाँ से गुजर, अरे दुनिया की तू परवाह न कर। हंसते गाते जहाँ से गुजर, अरे दुनिया की तू परवाह न कर। मुस्कुराते हुए दिन बिताना, यहाँ कल क्या हो हमें जाना, हाँ जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो हमें जाना, अरे टिटी 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 उड़ले उड़ले ओ, टिटी 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 उड़ले उड़ले ओ, अरे उड़ले उड़ले ओ, उड़ले उड़ले ओ,
थैंक यू।
अरे मौत आनी है आएगी एक दिन, अरे जान जानी है जाएगी एक दिन, अरे मौत आनी है आएगी एक दिन, अरे जान जानी है जाएगी एक दिन, ऐसी बातों से क्या घबराना, यहाँ कल क्या हो हमने जाना, हाँ जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो हमने जाना, अरे उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो, अरे उड़ले उड़ले हो, उड़ले उड़ले हो,
थैंक यू।